I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. At least 48 people reportedly dead, with dozens more wounded in Kabul, Afghanistan, while people were lined up ahead of elections.
According to officials, most of them were waiting in line to receive identity cards.
After I heard a bang, I rushed to the site of the blast, and when I arrived at the scene, we helped many wounded people to carry them to the hospital. All the victims were women and children who were here to get their identity cards.
It's the most serious attack in Kabul since about 100 people were killed in January. Security remains a major problem ahead of upcoming elections. A legislative vote is planned later this year, followed by a presidential poll in 2019. Afghanistan's President Ghani has been under heavy pressure from his international partners to ensure the elections are held this year, but there is widespread skepticism that they will take place.
An international chemical weapons monitor group says that a team of inspectors collected samples Saturday at the site of an alleged gas attack 2 weeks ago in the Syrian town of Douma. Meanwhile, Syrian government forces continue to use aircraft and artillery to pound districts of the capital held by the Islamic State group. The UNWRA spokesman Chris Guinness says thousands of homes have been destroyed in a refugee camp transformed into a death camp.
After days of intense clashes on the ground and artillery fire, thousands of homes have been destroyed. We can confirm that two Palestinian refugee civilians have been killed. Yarmouk was a refugee camp transformed into a death camp akin to one of the lower rungs of hell. Things were absolutely beyond inhumane for the people trapped there and for the civilians in Yarmouk today. We are extremely concerned because things are getting worse by the hour.
Again, UNWRA spokesman Chris Guinness. This is VOA News. Several former U.S. presidents were among the hundreds of mourners attending former First Lady Barbara Bush's funeral.
Some 1,500 mourners gathered to pay their final respects on Saturday to Barbara Bush. The former First Lady, who died on Tuesday at the age of 92, was remembered for her dignity and devotion both to her family and public service. Her son Jeb, former Florida governor and 2016 presidential candidate, delivered the eulogy.
Mom got us through our difficult times with consistent, take it to the bank, unconditional, but tough love. She called her style a benevolent dictatorship, but honestly, it wasn't always benevolent.
Bush was the matriarch of one of the country's most prominent political dynasties. She was the wife of former U.S. President George H.W. Bush and the mother of George W. Bush. Barbara Bush was laid to rest at the Bush Presidential Library at Texas A&M University, buried next to her daughter Robin, who died as a child from leukemia.
Days of protests in Nicaragua over a Social Security overhaul resulted in the deaths of at least 10 people, including a journalist, reporting live via Facebook. Some rights groups estimate that the death toll since Wednesday, when the demonstrations began, is as high as 25. The UN Refugee Agency is appealing to armed groups in southern Libya to allow humanitarian access to thousands of people displaced by fighting to provide urgently needed relief.
Demonstrators have been Nicaraguan army troops have been deployed around the mayor's office in the capital, Managua, to protect those offices. The violent demonstrations were triggered by the new Social Security measures, which established an increase in contribution and a deduction of 5% from pensions. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
China said Sunday it welcomes the news that the U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is considering a trip to Beijing to talk about trade. Mnuchin said Saturday that he is contemplating a visit to China for discussions on issues that have global leaders concerned about a potentially damaging trade war that could undercut a global economic recovery. Tensions have escalated between the U.S. and China over Beijing's attempts to challenge America's technological prowess, raising the prospects of a trade war that could hinder global economic growth. Well, each year, on April 22nd, many people stop to think about the health of the world, environment, and like a New Year's Day for nature, many make Earth Day resolutions that they will treat the world around them more responsibly. This year's Earth Day focuses on getting rid of single-use plastics, promoting alternative materials, recycling, and developing more responsible behaviors concerning the use of plastics. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1.